Good morning, KSL News Time. It's 5 o'clock. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. KSL's top story this hour.
We're going to be getting a lot of rain here in the valley, and it looks like the mountains will be looking at another big load of snow.
KSL News Radio's Adam Small is live with details. Adam?
Amanda, the entire Wasatch Front has the potential of seeing up to an inch of rain before midnight, and the mountains could see up to a foot, potentially a foot and a half of snow in the upper Cottonwoods. National Weather Service lead meteorologist Christine Cruz tells me it's actually not uncommon to see a storm this big this late in the season.
We can have some pretty big storms in April. So this isn't atypical, but it's a nice continuation of our snowpack.
The rain is expected to finally taper off tonight around 10 or 11 with temperatures bumping back up into the 60s by tomorrow. Live Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
Matter of fact, some of the state's highest snow-covered peaks might have might hold on to that snow all summer long. KSL News Radio's Alessandra Gurr reports.
This year, Utah received 130 to 140% above normal snowpack levels, similar to the levels we saw last year. Depending on the weather, we'll be seeing that snow in the shadows of the mountains through the end of the summer months. KSL meteorologist Kevin Eubanks says it would be good to have the snow last in the mountains for a while.
The longer we can kind of keep that snowfall up in the mountains and we stretch out the actual snow melt and runoff, it allows us to distribute and manage water better.
He says having a few warmer days in the 80s, then days in the 60s would be ideal to prevent flooding and get the water where it needs to go. Alessandra Gurr, KSL News Radio.
This didn't have anything to do with flooding, but a Highland neighborhood is cleaning up after tens of thousands of gallons of water flowed from a burst pipe. KSL TV's Brianna Chavez reports.
John Stevens was not home when this happened. A pipe had burst Saturday along the Murdoch Canal. While on his way back home, John says his neighbors stepped up in a big way.
Our neighbors across the street gave me a phone call and says, John, what can we do?
Two homes were seriously damaged in the flooding.
The Great Salt Lake is expected to get a nice boost from this year's snowpack. KSL News Radio's Michael Commit is live with that story. Michael.
Tim, the lake's already the highest it's been in 4 years, yet it's on track to gain anywhere from 600,000 to 1.42 million acre-feet of water. Officials with the Natural Resources Conservation Service tell the Standard Examiner the lake could gain another 1.2 feet by the end of the snowpack collection. However, this doesn't account for water gained from downstream diversions or releases from reservoirs, so the level change has some give or take to it. At any rate, we should start seeing that rise between now and July. Reporting live, Michael Commit, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this hour. Former President Trump is the first former U.S. president to stand trial on criminal charges, and jury selection begins today in the so-called hush money case. ABC's Perry Russum has the latest from New York.
Hundreds of potential jurors have been summoned. They'll be asked 42 questions, including whether they've attended a Trump campaign event or follow him on social media. Trump has claimed too many potential jurors have been exposed to negative stories about him. The trial is expected to last up to 8 weeks, and Trump is required to attend, meaning he'll be in court 4 days a week instead of on the campaign trail. Sources also say Trump's lawyers will try to convince him not to hold news conferences in the courtroom hallway, given fears over repeated gag order violations.
The former president has pleaded not guilty in the case.
The pressure is growing on both former President Trump and President Biden to take part in debates this election season. More from ABC News White House correspondent Mary Alice Parks.
Former President Donald Trump has challenged Biden to debate, but he has not committed to any specifics. Of course, he skipped all of the Republican primary debates, and the Republican National Committee said that it was barring its candidates from participating in the traditional general election debates. President Biden, too, has been asked repeatedly if he will commit. He also has not. He said that it will depend on Trump's behavior. And of course, just this weekend, a new New York Times Siena poll finding this race as tight as ever, virtually tied.
All five major broadcast and cable networks say this decades-old tradition is essential for voters.
First look traffic on a Monday morning. How you doing, Andy?
Good, Amanda. And we start off with these wet road conditions. A crash downtown Salt Lake City on South 15. They're forcing everybody out of the left lanes. Only a couple right lanes open, and this is already starting to cause some backups for traffic again. This is south through downtown for people that have come from Davis County or come off of I-80 from the airport to the intern and head south, and that's the big backup at the moment. We've also got some snow up the canyons, too. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Small business owners are having a hard time growing their businesses because of a lack of affordable child care. Here's KSL News Radio's Heather Peterson.
Data from the Small Business Majority shows about 60% of small business owners struggle with the lack of childcare. Russell Maddox with the Small Business Association of Utah and co-owner of Right Choice Health says the rising costs eat into their ability to make money as a business.
Inflation has been so bad, and the cost of raising a family and having a family, it's been hard.
The other big problem is that small business owners who are parents have to take a significant amount of time away from their businesses because of childcare issues. More than a third say it has cost them business opportunities. Heather Peterson, KSL News Radio.
The Hungle Zoo says their gorilla named Pele is pregnant. Animal care supervisor Hannah Comstock says it's part of a breeding program to help the gorilla population.
Gorillas in particular are critically endangered. So by participating in an SSP and having babies here at the zoo, we are helping to contribute to a population that is dwindling in the wild.
Pele is due to deliver in either June or July.
And they are so cute when they're tiny, but then they grow up to be huge. Today is tax day, and scammers are hoping to cash in on people who procrastinated filing.
Experts say tax season is prime time for scammers. And here's one way you may be able to tell if a scammer has stolen your identity. You try to file your tax return, and the IRS says, hey, wait a minute, you've already filed. That usually means somebody else filed in your name to try to get a refund. There are ways you can protect yourself from scammers during tax season, including setting up an identity protection PIN with the IRS. And don't answer phone calls from numbers you don't recognize. You can be scammed via phone, text, email, and social media. Experts say the IRS will not use any of these methods to contact you. If they need to reach you, they will usually do it through the regular mail, the U.S. Postal Service. I'm Rita Foley.
This is the week Kevin Bacon returns to Payson High School to celebrate the 40th anniversary of the movie Footloose, as Payson High holds their final prom in that school where the movie was filmed. Students worked for months to get the actors' attention, creating the Bacon to Payson campaign. They shared videos dancing around the school. They even got Governor Cox to post an invite on social media. We will have special coverage on Friday previewing the weekend prom. How fun is the video going to be of him dancing at the prom?
Yeah, it's going to be special. We did one of our KSL and community broadcasts there at Payson, and they were so excited about, you know, even the effort to get him there. But there's rumors that Dave and Dujanovic are going to actually be broadcasting live from Payson High School coming up on Friday.
On Friday, yeah. They'll be there previewing it.
Yeah. I look forward to the coverage.